Alif Lam Ra, tilka ayatul kitabil mubin. Inna anzalnahu Qur'anan Arabiyyan la'allakum ta'qilun. نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين. This is the beginning of a new surah entitled Surah Yusuf. Surah Yusuf is a Makki surah. As you mentioned before, Makki surah is that surah or those verses that were revealed before the completion of the migration, the hijrat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Medina Munawwara. So this surah, and likewise the surah revealed before this year, Surah Hud, which we recited before this, Surah Hud, these were the surahs that were revealed at a very, very critical time, a very, very difficult time in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, at the time when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was experiencing a lot of difficulty from the side of the mushrikeen, the torment, the persecution, the abuse. And at the time when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had lost two of his main supporters, his uncle Abu Talib and his beloved wife Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. So a very difficult time, Allah Ta'ala revealed these two surahs to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Surah Hud, in which may the lives of various Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were discussed, and likewise the life of the Surah Yusuf, wherein the life of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam be discussed. And these surahs were revealed as a consolation to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that these Anbiya went through difficulties in their lives, they went through hardship. Many Anbiya face similar persecution, abuse from the people. But eventually the people of Allah, the Anbiya, the Prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was successful. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you also be encouraged that you might be going through some sort of persecution now. But the time will come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you successful and make you dominant. And we know this happened in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. So this is Surah Yusuf, enchanting story of the Holy Quran, a very, very fascinating, riveting story of the Holy Quran. Allah Ta'ala calls it Ahsan al-Qasas, the best of narratives, the best of stories. So Allah Ta'ala says, Alif Lam Ra, these are known as the Huruful Muqatta'at. Huruful Muqatta'at are those words of the Quran wherein we do not know no one knows the meaning of these words except Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Tilka ayatul kitabil mubin, these verses are the verses of the clear book of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Inna anzalnahu Qur'anan Arabiya, certainly we have revealed this book as an Arabic Qur'an, a Qur'an in the Arabic language, la'allakum ta'qilun, so that you may understand. Because the initial and the first recipients of the Holy Qur'an were the Arabs, so Allah Ta'ala revealed it in bilisan in Arabiyyin mubin, in clear Arabic language, so that these people may understand and comprehend and take to heart the teachings of the Holy Qur'an. نَحْنُ نَقُصُ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ. Allah Ta'ala says, we narrate to you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ, the best of narratives, the best of the stories of the Quran. Of course, this is not some fairy tale. Whatever is mentioned in this Quran, in the story, is a reality that transpired in the life of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam. We recite to you the best of stories, بِمَا أُوحِيْنَا إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ, through our revelation of this Holy Quran to you. وَإِن كُنْتَ مِن قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ, and certainly prior to the revelation of the surah to you are amongst those who are unaware of the details of the story of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam.